T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know, you can listen to KISW through the radio.com app.
Oh, yeah.
And if you got a computer, you can go to radio.com. Like I said, smartphone, get the app. If you got a Xfinity television situation going on, pick up that remote, the voice remote, and just say radio.com, and then go find KISW. And, of course, if you have a smart speaker, just tell it to play KISW. How cool is that? I mean, really. So, you want us? Wherever you are, you got us. Radio.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Surrounded by a screaming name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time
to B-Migs, and it's time to pump it up from under. What's happening? Pump it up. Feel a little better. Yeah, I feel a little better. I wasn't pumped up earlier, but I'm getting pumped.
Nice.
Got yourself some coffee.
I actually haven't had coffee yet.
Wow.
I have to go have coffee with Danny, though. For some reason, Danny wants to go have coffee.
So yeah, that doesn't mean you only have one cup of coffee. Yeah. You're going to need a cup of coffee to deal with Danny.
You know, you're right. I don't know. Danny's probably going to start telling me things that are important in his life, and I have to pretend. I need that coffee to pretend.
That's true.
Yeah.
Coffee and crying with Danny.
Says, nobody else. None of you ever asked me to go anywhere, but Danny always, hey, you got time? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. Have fun with that one.
Has he ever asked you guys out for a coffee? Is it just me?
No. Yeah. Usually we just trade pictures of meat.
Yeah.
That's yeah. It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
You have a meat group text.
Okay, fine.
Pretty sweet. Right.
It's because you're all Traeger friends.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Deanna in Tacoma. Deanna, are you there?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What you playing for today, Steve?
A prize to be named later.
All right, man. Get out of here. For those playing at home, Deanna will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Deanna, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
NBA great Charles Barkley famously proclaimed, "I am not a role model," in an ad for what company?
Nike?
Yes. What garden creature is known in France as escargot?
Sale?
Yes. Which band won a 2005 Grammy for the song My Humps?
Black Eyed Peas.
Yes. Which Soviet dictator's 1953 death set off a major struggle for national control?
Gorbachev?
No.
Pass.
What worldwide retailer is based in Arkansas?
Walmart?
Yes. In the movie Anchorman, what is Ron Burgundy's signature sign-off?
Oh, geez. Pass. Oh.
Which year of the early 70s did the AFL and NFL officially merge?
Early 70s, 72, 3. Four.
No. What is the calm center part of a hurricane called?
Eye.
Yes. President Ronald Reagan kept a jar of what type of candy in the Oval Office?
Well.
M&M's?
No! Good guess, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
It is the best candy, Deanna, so of course it should be M&M's, even if it's the president didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, I think he knew what he was doing.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
There's nothing better than M&M's. This is why I didn't vote for Reagan.
Okay, then.
I didn't.
They're edible.
I'll vote for anybody. As a matter of fact, the first presidential candidate to actually make that his choice, I will vote for that person.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right, then. Huh? Steve,
are you ready?
So I'm Kanye, worried. You know what you got to do, Kanye.
Oh, jeez.
Yes!
NBA great Charles Barkley famously proclaimed, I am not a role model in an ad for what company?
Ooh, Coca-Cola?
No.
Nike?
Yes.
Boom.
What garden creature is known in France as escargot?
A snail?
Yes. Which band won a 2005 Grammy for the song My Humps?
My lovely lady lumps.
What you gonna do with all that junk?
What the hell?
Black Eyed Peas.
Yes. Which Soviet dictator's 1953 death set off a major struggle for national control?
Oh man. Is it Palin?
No.
Yeah, that's it. Sarah Palin.
I'm brain farting. I can see Stalin.
Yes.
Nice.
What worldwide retailer is based in Arkansas?
Walmart.
Yes. In the movie Anchorman, what is Ron Burgundy's signature sign-off?
Go F yourself, San Diego.
No.
Oh, close.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yes. Which year in the early 70s did the AFL and NFL officially merge?
1970.
Yes. What is the center part of a hurricane called?
The eye.
Yes. President Ronald Reagan kept a jar of what type of candy in the Oval Office?
Well, that would be jelly beans.
Wow, yes. Damn.
I totally
like peanuts.
Yeah, I totally forgot that he loved jelly beans.
He got a Jelly Belly sponsorship. Well, not sponsorship, but they gave him Jelly Bellies, so.
You would hope.
Yeah, right? Steve, you got 9 correct, and you won.
Sorry, Deanna. M&M should have been the answer, Deanna, and as far as I'm concerned,
he's not my president
because of it.
All right, there you go. There goes Deanna.
Yep.
A classy girl because she likes M&M's.
When I was a kid, I remember being devastated that Jimmy Carter lost the election because I was a fan of Carter. I mean, I was too young to even know what the hell politics was, but
yeah.
I knew that he liked peanuts, and I like peanuts. So
common grounds. I understand that, yeah.
So as a child, I related to that president.
And so now you understand why I am like totally against President Reagan.
But I was like 6.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
And by the way, it's going to be M&M's with peanuts, so Steve's back in my camp.
Oh, okay. Sold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What about peanut butter M&M's?
Now, I'm not a big fan of the peanut butter M&M's as much as I am M&M's with the old school.
I'd rather just get Reese's Pieces.
Good call. Really good call, Matt.
The brownie M&M's are better than I expected them to be.
I tried the hazelnut M&M's.
How'd that go?
You should probably stick to some of the other ones.
All right, there we go.
Like, I'm not a really huge fan of hazelnuts, and it's literally just full of them. And so,
then why would you get it? If you don't like a product, if they had M&M's flavored with guano, would you go out and go,
I don't really like dark chocolates. I don't get dark chocolate bars on a whim.
I didn't buy them.
Okay.
They were on sale, and the wife picked them up. But also,
now we know why they were on sale.
Candy is candy, and I will eat candy. I've eaten cookies that were made with bean dough as opposed to regular because they're trying to be gluten free.
Yeah,
horrifying because it's beans. I'm eating a bean cookie.
Yeah,
and guess what? I still ate the bean cookie. Drizzle it in chocolate, and I'm still putting it in my mouth.
Bean cookies. I've had bean chips.
You don't want it.
The gas they must give you because when I have too many bean chips, it's like, why did I do this? I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, all-purpose gluten-free flour is made with
just
beans.
Just goes to show you. You put the word cookie in front of anything, and you'll have it. Even it could even say horse pucky cookie, and you'll be like, I'll try it.
They have cow chip cookies, and those are wonderful.
Yeah, those are good, actually. Those are delicious.
Yeah, they're actually chocolate. So
chocolate chips. The name is bad. The cookie is good. But in some of those other cookies, the name is good. The cookie is bad.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Now I want a cookie. Thanks, guys.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm going to have to stop at Jackson's to get my caramel cookie.
Oh, you're going to have to stop there and get that caramel cookie, are you?
Going to have to.
You know, they are. You can just buy a couple, bring some in for your friends tomorrow morning.
Well, the last couple times I've gone in there, they've been sold out. I should stop talking about how great they are because all the other cookies were available, but not the caramel cookie.
Yeah, you did. You ruined it.
Yep.
Yep.
Call number 9, by the way. You are a winner of something. Maybe, who knows, maybe Steve will bring you a caramel cookie. 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations to caller number 9. And it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your opportunity. Yes, your chance to be heard. Your voice needs to be heard. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. As Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It is a simple concept. You take control of this fine show. What do you want to talk about? But remember, while you're doing it, Steve does have a rule.
It's to show some energy and bring it, BJ.
Bring it, baby.
The remix. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you.
That's it.
Yeah, all right. Very bad remix.
That's not a bad remix.
I liked it.
Oh, you're not going to give me the...
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, old friend.
Yeah, I missed it.
There you go.
Thanks. But
there you go. Monday should be way off if we didn't play those sound effects.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999.
So I said, guys, did you hear the good news? Beavis and Butthead are coming back.
Yeah, this...
Again?
Well, here's why. I mean, nostalgia's huge. This whole pandemic COVID thing, plus animated... I would imagine animated comedies are easy to do...
Easier
to do because you can do them separately. So
I am the great Cornholio. Yeah.
This may not be a horrible idea. It may not be a horrible idea at all.
I don't know. I'm not. Unless they hire Vicky to do Beavis and Butthead in Spanish.
Yes.
I really have no interest in watching Beavis and Butthead. Vicky, can you give us an example of that, please?
Yo soy Gorgorio, estoy buscando Pablito Amarillo para limpiar mi traserillo.
Yeah, definitely. I'll watch that. Yeah, you're right about that.
Gore.
They got two more seasons they say they want to do. Specials, spin-offs.
Like, shut up.
Yeah, listen, Mike Judge says he's going to be back in it, too. He's going to be part of the whole thing. And he says they will enter, quote, a whole new Gen Z world in a way that's relatable to both old fans and new ones who may not have seen the original show. Boy, that's tough to do. How are you going to entertain Gen Z and then Gen X? How are you going
to
do...
Starting to fuck.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
They're not gonna.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
I don't know, man. The last attempt, I thought, it was just stupid. The thing that made, I think, Beavis and Butthead awesome wasn't so much the skits that they did, but it was when they would just talk about music videos, which
totally.
They don't do that anymore. They didn't do it in the last one, and they probably won't do it in this one for whatever reasons, but what made, seems like you agreed, what made them great was them just crapping on a bad music video or getting overly hyped about a band when they were watching like some great like White Zombie song or Biohazard, I remember.
I actually found a lot of music via Beavis and Butthead because I'm like, this video is amazing. And sometimes they were crapping on the stuff, but I was like, well, this is still pretty interesting. I want to check this out.
But it was funny. Like they were doing like a Mystery Science 3000 kind of thing where they're talking over the video, making fun of the video or hyping it up. Like that. I remember the Seattle band Grunge Truck. Never heard of them when I was, on the East Coast. But then they did their song Heavy on Beavis and Butthead, and it was so freaking cool.
It's tough to know if, in fact, you can bring something back. That's always the challenge, is like, can you bring something back? You retool it, redo it, make it a completely different thing, or try to make it the same.
You say it's tough to know if you should bring something back, but they already tried to bring it back, and it failed. There's your answer.
Okay, so it's tough to know if they should bring it back again. Yeah, you're right. They did in 2011, and it wasn't it was one eighth season. They had 7 seasons when they first came out. Then they did the 8th season in 2011. It went nowhere.
It didn't.
And now
they just do the same thing with the videos, but like was like watching the Jersey Shore and stuff like that.
Yeah, so someone just texted Stevie, "Hi, it was hilarious watching them crap on Jersey Shore and Teen Mom."
Yeah, see, you have to care about those though. See, the problem is that do you want to sit through crap that you don't care about, even though you know they're going to crap all over the crap? That's a tough one.
I thought it was going to be awesome, and I remember watching it. I was just like, I don't know, maybe it's just nostalgia making you want to watch it again, but. Man, without the music videos, it wasn't the same.
Yeah, and I don't want to sit through watching Jersey Shore or Teen Mom. I don't even if someone's making fun of it, it's like I don't want to waste my time doing this.
I remember being a kid and like VHS recording all the episodes of Beavis and Butthead solely because I liked when they talked about the music videos. Not because of the skits. The skits really did nothing. They were fine, but it was like that wasn't the reason why I wanted to watch Beavis and Butthead.
I wonder then if that's going to be the case for a lot of you Gen Xers. And what are they going to do for Gen? What does Gen Z even want? Do they want anything that they have to say?
I wonder if they're going to just start reviewing TikTok videos.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh,
right.
Whoa. Boy, that's a good idea, Vicky. That's actually a really good idea. I'm thinking of, you know, and in a way, I mean, that's exactly what, you know, Daniel Tosh did. He became, you know, I mean, we, as far as like, accepting the idea, we doing the TikTok videos rather than just like the web redemption stuff. But we'll see. I don't know. The idea is that they're also from another time. Like that whole idea of who they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anybody that's like that in the world in that you can point to that anybody would care about? Or are they just like, that's like my father and my, that's like my father and his friend is, the, you know, is how they're probably going to look at it.
Someone texted saying, are you sure that they're doing Beavis and Butthead's actually coming back? Or is that what they're just calling the 2020 presidential debates?
Oh,
someone just texted saying, can you guys please replay that Danzig remix? That S was awesome. Then we got another text from somebody saying, please replay the Mother remix. I've never liked the Donna Summer song until now.
Yeah, if you haven't heard this, somebody while we were gone said, you know what? That song, Mother by Danzig, it really needs to be mashed up with Donna Summer's Bad Girls. And I would never have thought about it. Didn't know if I needed it, but after you hear this.
Oh, baby.
Gonna show her my world. Oh,
and you wanna find hell with me, I can show you what else. Mother, tell your children not to hold my hand. Tell your children not. Sold.
That is trippy.
It's weird hearing a song that's typically kind of a mid-tempo rock song to all of a sudden being an upbeat disco song.
Yeah. Oh. And I'm sorry, dude, but I just come from that generation where disco sucks. It's hard for me.
Well, see, I come from the generation of Donna Summer is really hot, and it's hard for me, too.
Two worlds colliding.
I remember just being a kid. I don't know who in my family owned the Donna Summer vinyl.
Yeah.
But someone did, and it was like, that was a moment where I realized I like girls. Because it was just like, I was a young kid.
That album, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. She's amazing on
that
album.
Yeah, that one. What is the album called?
Yo, look at
Bad Girl.
Yeah, Bad Girl.
Yeah, she's...
Yes, sir. Yep, sir. Right off the bat, you just know right off the bat if either A, you know where you're going. You know, okay, here's who I'm going to pursue romantically once you see that. Or, you know, okay, I'm not going to go anywhere near that gender because that's just not what I'm into. Because Donna Summer, she would tell you, either way you'd know.
Someone texted, Elon Musk, is he really trying to win you over, Steve? Did you notice that he was selling short shorts for... I did see this.
What's going on? I don't know about this.
I think it's just a joke thing because they're already sold out or they never even put on sale. But he's selling these short shorts. They're Tesla short shorts. They have the Tesla logo.
Okay.
They're like the old, like, 70s era shorts.
I've seen
athletic
like a lot.
Shorts.
Yes.
On the back it says sexy, but instead of an E, it uses the number 3.
Of course it does.
But the part that makes it great is the listed price is $69.420.
Nice.
Right?
Is it actually on their site?
Yep. Yes. But it's sold out.
You know what? Seriously, the stockholders would get so pissed at Elon Musk for all the stuff that he was doing because they thought he was a little too juvenile, and he's still going down this road. He's like, too bad, I'm doing it.
Did you see the back of the shorts, Steve?
Sexy with the letter, yeah.
Yeah, because those are each of their models. So the S model, the X model, the Y model, and the 3. They wouldn't give him the E to make it sexy, so he made it the 3.
Is that why he calls the car that?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, he is such a juvenile, rich as F dude.
Yep.
I never knew that. So he wanted the E model, and they wouldn't give it to him, so he used the old How Us Geeks spell things with an E with a letter 3.
And you joke about the 420 thing and him and the stock stuff and whatever, but like, even according to one of the stories, they say 420, not only a reference, a weed reference, but it's also the reference of the share price at which Musk said he secured funding to take the company private, and there was a big lawsuit because of that.
It was 420?
Yep.
That was the coincidence of that as well?
I don't think it was a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
I think this guy just loves the number 420.
Yeah, he does.
And 69.
Those shorts look good. Well, at least on the model they do. They probably wouldn't look that good on me, but...
Well, I do want to get an email alert when they are restocked.
Yeah, please, because I mean, I think, you know, I'd like to think my butt would look good in those.
What do you think, extra large or large or medium?
Oh, I got to go medium. I got to go medium, right?
Yeah, you want to truly go have them be nut huggers.
Oh, yeah. I want my wife to get a treat next time I get down to California and visit her.
And Steve, one of my buddies who does work for Tesla, said he was able to get a pair of shorts, so maybe it's not a whole
I'm going on the mailing list.
Yeah, get it yourself on
notify me. Look at Steve. Notify me.
If you do get them and you take a picture, please don't send it to me.
You'll be the first person I send them to.
Yeah, you have to. You have to send them to Vicky. Only Vicky, as a matter of fact.
That is so crazy. So he legit did make them and they sold out?
Incredible. It seems to be that way.
Are they on eBay yet? I wonder.
Guy's a genius. I mean, I don't know how many he made. You know, when you to sell out, I don't know if he had 1,000 made, 100 made. I don't know
if you saw that. Dick's made a baseball hat, and that sold out.
That sold out?
Yeah, they made a hat that was the old menu for Dick's.
We don't even get a chance for these things.
You had to go to the actual location to get it, but it looked pretty cool.
Oh, I mean, I had to get out of my house. Oh, all right. Well,
or your daughter or your future son-in-law.
Oh, do you have a picture of that hat? I haven't seen it.
It's total dad hat too.
Look at that hat. Oh, damn. With the little, it's like these little cords.
Yeah.
These, like, cords that are on the front with the Dick's logo.
Yeah, at the bottom, like where the brim and the hat actually meet.
Yeah.
And it's like a tan colored hat. And on it has the logo, where the logo would be. It has the old menu from the original prices of Dick's.
Why do we like that hat? Shouldn't we not like that hat? Are we getting too old? Because that hat looks really cool.
I think the hat's, it's like ugly in the greatest way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got the braid brim, those braids, whatever those things are on the front of the brim there, that's like little braids.
Oh, it's the menu pricing from 1972 when the Deluxe was first introduced.
1972 was the greatest year ever for fast food in Seattle when the Deluxe was introduced.
Oh, okay. I was like, is there something else going on?
No,
a snapback.
Oh, of course it's a snapback.
Oh, nice.
Sold out. Though. How is it that I did not see this happening? Because I would have got one. Oh, I definitely would have got one because that would have driven Sarah crazy. Because, I mean, go in full-blown dad mode. And I'd wear that down to California to show them what's up. They can in and out all they want.
Yeah, you make a look at this.
Look at this.
I got my dicks on my head.
I got my dicks on my head.
$25 it would have cost you.
I hadn't thought about that. Then they could really call me that kind of a head, couldn't they? Yeah, if I wore that. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody says, hey, guys, what was the worst haircut that you've ever had?
Worst or best?
No.
Yeah, because I think there's a fine line between both, Rev.
There's a list they actually put out. There's a list of the 10 worst haircuts. Hey, congratulations, everybody. No surprise if you... Well, see, you guys don't know me with hair, but no surprise, I have the number one.
Really?
Yeah. The flock of seagulls?
I had the number one. No, even before the flock of seagulls.
Wow, a perm?
No, the perm wasn't... I had a perm, but that's not the number one worst haircut ever.
No, you had lots of bad haircuts.
Wasn't a mohawk, because I know you never had a mohawk. No, although that'd be pretty awesome.
You're very close, though.
Reverse mohawk?
No.
Like Road Warrior Hawk?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mullet?
No, I didn't have a mohawk. I just had a mo. That's right.
Oh, bowl cut.
Like Mo from the Three Stooges, which Danny and Vicky may or may not know.
I know it.
Because my hair
was like known for a bowl cut. Wasn't like, oh man, what was that kid from the Brady Bunch? Was Cousin Oliver?
Oliver had a bowl cut.
That doesn't really.
Yeah.
How about the guy?
The Beatles kind of, didn't they?
Yeah, the Beatles did.
Yeah, they did.
And then Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. Because remember they put the bowl on his head. Yeah.
Yes.
It was very popular, I feel like, also in the 90s. Like I saw a little,
the guys in Oasis have it because they try to sound like the Beatles. They might as well look like.
Well, when you got straight, when you got straight hair, it's your only option.
And when you got a poor mom, that's your only.
That's
option.
That's it. Bowl cut's the way you got to go, man. Yeah, the mullet's number two on the list.
Ah, nice. That's,
See,
I think that's my worst and my best.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
And then this one, of course, Bobby Brown did this in 1989. The Gumby. Which is obviously based on the Gumby and Pokey, right?
Oh, so it's kind of like a slanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts up high on one end and kind of comes back down.
They call that an asymmetrical cut, what they call that.
I had that when I tried to give myself a spiked haircut, but it wasn't, like, intentional.
There's a cut that's number four on the list of worst haircuts. It's called the Clute. And Jane,
the Clute?
The Clute. Jane Fonda, who you may know from the Grace and Frankie show on Netflix, as well as many other things that she's done. It's a shaggy, short-banged haircut a lot of people had in the 70s, and Jane Fonda was one of them. Hmm. I don't even know what that looks like. The Extreme Pompadour, That's that toned down version. Elvis,
okay.
Elvis had a toned down version, but, you know, pretty much the 50s look.
I like that look.
Yeah. How about mall bangs?
What the hell is that?
Big perm bangs that were big in the 80s.
Oh, Vicky does in Spokane.
Yeah. Yeah. And then one they call the Karen. Poor Karen. You know what I mean? That name is just...
Yeah, but when you see that haircut, you know that the manager is going to be asked for any second.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Karen hair is great.
Yeah.
I wish I had that.
The bangs swoop across the front. The back is fanned out like a peacock. Kate Gosselin from Kate Plus 8 had it for a long time.
Yep.
So why aren't we calling... everyone calls this person the Karen. Why don't they call him a Kate?
It's a good call.
I mean, if it's already based off of the Kate look.
You're right. And Kate has been known to have a wonderful personality.
I feel like when you hear the name Karen, you don't know any babies named Karen. Karen is an adult woman's name. Kate, you could still see a little girl, Katie, Kate. Okay. So Karen really gets the point across.
Karen had to be a child at some point.
But I can't picture it. It's just like trying to picture, you know... I've never met a baby Karen.
You're right. It's just like there used to be Gertrudes and Gladys and stuff like that. You know, they were a baby Gertrude and a baby Gladys at one point, but we weren't meeting any. You know, it's
I'm gonna start saying it's baby Tatum whenever we go somewhere and someone doesn't know us and they're like, "What's your baby's name?" I'm like, Beatrice.
So that's actually kind of a nice name.
Yeah.
Little BB.
Little BB.
You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 935.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, man, we're here for you.
So I just wanted to know, Rev, did you happen to see a story about the cat that was in a washing machine and lived?
I'm so glad the kitty lived. This was very stressful when I read this headline.
This is bizarre. A cat named Oscar survived 12 minutes in an active washing machine.
12 minutes?
Apparently going in to take a nap. The owner, Amanda, said, quote, "The poor little cat had his hands on the glass as he was doing the rotations and he was looking at me."
Gosh, I would be losing my mind. I get worried when I put my wallet or even my key fob once I put it in the washing machine. And these aren't living things that I care about. But I can imagine a cat.
Amanda was first alerted to the 2-year-old kitty's ordeal when she heard a peculiar meowing sound after her husband loaded the bed sheets into the washer. Amanda soon figured out, wait, I know where this sound's coming from, and it was Oscar in the washing machine. And he got beat up a little bit by the fins of the washer, but he did come out of it without serious injury and also came out very soft. From what I said. So,
they did not say that he came out soft.
That's exactly in the story, yeah.
Is it a top load or front load, I wonder?
It's a front load if you could see him in the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I could see in glass on the top load.
Oh, you got a glass top loader? Aren't you fancy? Oh, yeah. I don't got a glass top loader.
2020, bitch. Yeah. Times have changed.
I got an old school one. Mine's from the 70s.
Yeah.
Back when I had ferrets in high school and we let them out, we'd always have to double check because they would wind up in the dryer.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Like, I'd be putting clothes in, and then I'd have to count, like, okay, where are they? Because they would end up. And there's been a few times where we almost had them going in there.
Yeah, and how's the cat getting in there? Are they leaving the damn thing open?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Why? Yeah, we leave our washer door open.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, but you have the top. Yeah. How long do you leave it open?
Until the next time I put clothes in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, we have cats, and that's the main reason why we don't.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, Lulu can't jump to get to that.
That's a good point.
So I'm okay.
Yeah.
If she does, she can barely jump on the couch. If she could jump into the washing machine, I'd be more impressed than anything.
Yeah.
Also, how do you not notice that there's an animal in your washing machine?
Cats are sneaky, man. Yeah.
You know, that's why I think if it was a, if you're just, that's why, geez, that's a tough one because you're not necessarily looking in. And definitely with those bottom loaders or the side loader.
That's a good point.
You're just throwing stuff in there. You're not really looking in. So that's why I think it was a side loader as well. Top loader, yeah, I'm with you, Steve. You can sort of look in the top loader. And I start the water before I throw the stuff in. Do you? Are you a water starter?
No, I just put the stuff in and then hit the on button and let it do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I turn the water on, I put the soap in, then I load everything in.
Yep, that's exactly how I do it as well.
What do you guys have, washing machines from like the 70s?
I do.
Yeah. It's an old one that came with the house.
Because the new ones, like everything gets moved so it knows exactly how much water to put in there. So you need to put first everything in because it's weight monitored.
Oh, so you got to put stuff in first, then it'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, mine makes me make the decision beforehand. I got to go, is it small, medium, or large, or extra large? Oh, fancy.
Mine does all the work for me. And it even lets me know if a cat's in there or not.
Oh, nice.
It's a nice option that they give you. LG, I highly recommend
the cat alarm.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Well, I didn't know that someone also mentioned that apparently there was a cat, and it's the world's oldest cat. It just died.
How old?
31.
31?
His name was Rubble. Considered the world's oldest cat.
31 years old?
31
insane.
Years old. Could you imagine that? How great would that be to be able to? Because that's like, we always talk about that. It's like, we love having a dog and we love animals, but it's just, it's like so bittersweet that like you love this animal, but the next thing you know, it dies because they last, what, like 10 to 15 years a lot of times.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, if it goes 15 years, how lucky are you? Now double that, 31?
How old is that? I know they said that dog years are no longer what we think they are, like with the way we used to measure dog
years.
It's
about 150 in human years if you go by this.
That's insane.
This
31 years old is just ridiculous. I wonder what kind of life the cat had. I mean, usually when they get to be about 15, 16 years old, if you're lucky enough they live that long, you can see that they're kind of old and doing nothing.
Well, it says according to the story that its health only started to falter towards the end of its life. And then eventually just stopped eating and wouldn't only drink water. And then the cat just left home one day and never returned.
Oh, that happened to me.
He went on adventures.
Yeah, that happened to
me. So when the cat knows it's going to die, it just leaves?
I think that's what they do, yeah.
We had a dog that did that.
I think animals would do that if you'd let them.
Interesting.
Then we just go, okay,
That would freak me out, though. I'd like always still be trying to find him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you'd just be like, I don't want to know that it left without me by its side.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that's not what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? I know we human beings like to have that kind of contact. I don't know if animals actually have to die alone, if that's their thing.
Mm.
You know, I'm not being an animal whisperer. You know, I'm not an official animal whisperer. I'm trying to get my license.
Apparently, she said that she treated him like a child because she doesn't have any kids of her own. And she also had another cat named Meg, but that cat died at, 25, which is still
25. What is this woman doing?
She's
doing the right thing.
What is she feeding these animals?
Love.
Probably Twinkies. I mean, she's
love and
children.
Twinkies.
Yeah.
Why not both?
Treat them like a child. That means you're giving them all, like the baby food, and then of course they get to have snacks. Huh. I mean, those cats were like, lady, you know what? You treat us the best anyone could ever be treated.
Because
25 and 30 years, it'd be one if it's one thing. But that 25 is insane, like Vicky said. That she had two instances. Someone's going to go find out what the Fountain of Youth of Cat Lady is all about. What is she doing differently?
Right? What is she feeding these cats?
I'll tell you what she's not doing. She's not putting them in the washing machine. She's not doing that.
That is a very good point.
Oh, man. 25 and 30 years. That's...
It's impressive.
And you got to be sitting there thinking at some point, when's this going to be your last day? You know what I mean? We all know that once a cat and a dog get up to like 12, 13, you got to start wondering.
Yeah, I would think once you hit 20 at least, like be like, okay, any day could
20,
be last.
20, you'd be like, hey, what is going on with you, cat?
Yeah, someone said, yep, cats will walk away when their time is near.
Oh.
But one says, my cat was old, it went off to die. This cat's like the Undertaker, one last ride.
Yeah. Aww. So it's only cats. Dogs don't do that as far as we know?
Because
we always have to.
I'm only getting texts from cat owners.
I mean, usually, I don't know how much percentage of the time. I mean, sometimes, unfortunately, if the dog passes away, like it just happens.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you're the one that brings them to the vet for the last time.
Well, it's like with our with my in-law's dog. Like she passed away just a couple months ago, and obviously the health was faltering, everything was falling. So they finally had in the middle of all this COVID stuff, so they couldn't bring her to a vet.
Oh.
To take care of it that way. So they were going to have someone come to them. And my wife went to go visit the dog one last time, Trixie, just to say goodbye,
Yeah.
And soon after my wife left,
Trixie passed away. And it was almost like as if like she was like holding out to see Sid one more time.
Wow.
And like it was still like a couple hours before that person was going to come to the house anyway. It was kind of trippy.
You wonder if that's like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like with the pack dog mentality.
Yeah.
I mean, because, I mean, she was in the pack.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, so. It was technically like her dog for a while until, like, you know, the dog became inseparable with her pops.
Yeah.
So then it became his dog.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird. Just, you know, animals sometimes are just like, how do they know how to do what they do?
Oh, yeah. Someone says, yep, dogs do it if they can as well. My dog went off and died by itself. We never found him. Dogs will disappear and walk away a lot if they know it's their time.
So isn't that interesting? Like, that's, they just know that naturally that's what they're supposed to do.
I'm going to do that when I know it's my time. It's going to be like, come on, I'm going to go for a walk. You're never going to see me again.
Bye, Grandpa.
That seems like so crazy.
I mean, it is. It's like, it doesn't matter who's around you. Eventually, it's a journey you got to take on your own.
Well, according to this, it's a natural instinct to hide when you're sick, injured, or weak so you can stay safe from predators.
Oh.
So if you're feeling in pain or vulnerable, they might try to hide so they can hide.
Oh, so it's that more so than it knows it's going to die.
Well, it knows it's not doing well and it's going, it could get hurt
so
worse.
It's just getting all right. Because, I mean, if you know you're going to, because if you're a dog and you know you're going to die, do you care about the predators at that point? Because you go, hey, guys, fine, I'm out.
Oh, man. Now someone texted it in. I just checked. Charlie Daniels, you know, the guy that did Devil Went Down to Georgia, just passed away.
Damn, 83. Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of folks won't know this guy, but somebody I knew when I worked in Rochester, Jack Garner, passed away. He was a writer for the USA Today, did a lot of movie reviews and things like that. And I saw that news yesterday, and that was sad to see. And that Charlie Daniels today.
Yeah.
Man.
Country music legend, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Devil Went Down to Georgia guy, like you said.
Yep.
I don't know anything else he did.
He had a stroke.
And that was what took his life?
83.
Oh, 83.
Yeah.
Hell, you know, 83, if I can go to 83, I'm going to call that a win.
You? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to call that a win. Because look, Jack was 75, and I thought, ooh, that, I know, like, 75 used to be old, but now I feel like it's not. Like, I still think you should be able to get into your 80s.
Because you're getting real close to it.
Yeah. I mean, because it's only 15 years from now.
Right.
That's not a long time.
No.
So I'm like, dang, I mean, 83 is like 23 years from now for me. That, you know, I'm like, all right, 23 years, that's fair.
Well, this has been a real upbeat way to start my morning.
Bump it up for
Monday. Well, you guys don't have to worry about it because you guys aren't about to hit the big 6-0. This is my big year.
No, in 9 years, it'll be your big year.
Yeah.
That's about, you're right. That'll
we got to do something huge for that.
If I can make it, I got to make it.
We
got to
make sure he makes it.
Yeah, there's no guarantees, brother.
It's a wonderfully depressing conversation. Great Monday S. I agree. I don't know what happened.
Well,
I blame the texter.
Yeah,
the 31-year-old cat that died.
Yeah, that and then Charlie Daniels, okay? Come on. And then putting cats in the washing machine. Don't put me in the washing machine.
The washing machine one was fun because it came out soft and it was alive.
Soft and alive.
Soft and alive. That's all I wanted. That's how I came into the world. That's how I want to leave it. All right. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and Jason Momoa have in common?
Huh.
Oh, come on, people.
We know what's up.
I mean, that's...
One's sexy and the other one's Jason Momoa.
That's what it is. Well, besides that, you find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Jason Momoa have in common?
He's Jason Momoa. I'm drinking mimosas.
Hey,
that's a way to start a Monday.
That's actually much cleverer than I thought it would be. I have to tell you.
Much cleverer.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a word.
Throw some vodka in there and have it be a manmosa.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. All right, I like that.
The texts are coming in. One person says both are Steve's favorite superhero. I can confirm.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Well, I don't know if you know this. Jason Momoa, who, of course, has been Aquaman.
Yes.
And he's been on Game of Thrones. He has now been cast as Frosty the Snowman in a live-action Frosty the Snowman movie.
I kind of wish it was actually him being a snowman. Like, him actually, like, made up to look like a snowman.
Yeah, he won't. He's going to be CGI. It's going to be CGI snowman. He's the voice. So it's not like, it's not like what you want, Steve. I really want to see him in a snowman costume. I really do.
You know, I always thought he looked a bit like Burl Ives.
Yeah, he looks exactly like Burl Ives.
Dead ringer.
Silver and gold. Yeah, the producer says, from his role as a fearsome count in A Land of Ice and Fire to the oceanic success we all have with Aquaman, it felt only right to realize Jason this time out of snow.
Okay, perfect.
That's a bit of a stretch. You know what's not a stretch, though? Ryan Castle. He's got a 12-pack. That's a fact.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Well, I have a fear that what if I go blind while driving? I want to be able to navigate my way out of this.
Of all the fears, you have a fear of going blind while driving.
Yeah.
It's like a heart attack. I maybe have a fear of that happening while driving.
One of my friends told me
doing behind the wheel. I mean, I know that there's rumors of that, but.
Well, that's what I was about to tell you. One of my friends, you know, now he's blind. And his hair on his palms also really made it tough for him to drive.
Gets caught up in the steering wheel.
That's what happened.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.